please welcome a campaign, Iraqi campaigner against war, sanctions and occupation, Kamal Mahdi.
Thank you very much. I have been out of Iraq for 35 years. I had not been able to go back to Iraq under the regime of Saddam Hussein, having campaigned against that regime, along with many other Iraqis who've been exiled by the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein. We have stood against the war, the sanctions, and the second war against Iraq consistently. We have rejected any idea that the United States can create a crisis in our country and then go and occupy a country in the name of democracy. The United States government has been a backer of Saddam Hussein, as everybody knows, over a long period of time, has assisted the regime of Saddam Hussein, has created the conditions in which the political process inside Iraq is paralyzed, has created the condition for the rise of the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein. This Gulf War, which we have all campaigned against, this war against Iraq, which we have all campaigned against, has turned out to be as disastrous as we had all expected, and worse in terms of lives of Iraqi people. What has happened is that the fragmentation of the political process in Iraq over a long period of time has now turned into a total lack of security for ordinary people to go about their own life, a total breakdown of law and order. The United States has waged a war which is very, very new in lots of ways, not only in terms of the types of weapons it has used and the huge destruction that has taken place in Iraq. It has waged a war on civil society. It has waged a war on state institutions in Iraq. It has ordinary people in Iraq believe, and they give examples of how the US forces had encouraged the looting, the arson, the destruction of state property, of all public property that could be destroyed in Iraq. This is the reality of Iraq today. Life in Iraq today is precarious, extremely precarious. The security situation is doubly dangerous from US forces themselves, who have a duty as occupying forces to protect the civilian population, but they are busy protecting themselves alone and at the expense of the people of Iraq. Precarious also because there is a complete breakdown of law and order, and the US forces prevent the civil institutions from operating, including any kind of protection through a police force or court system. This is the reality today in Iraq. Under this reality, the United States occupation is busy looking to its long-term colonialist project in Iraq, pushing forward policies of privatization of and of sale of public property to its colonies and to international companies, pushing forward policies that will destroy the domestic internal productive structures in the country, and the situation is dire. What I want to say lastly in here is that the people of Iraq deserve peace and they deserve a process of development. They deserve an end to this occupation, an end that will start a political process that will create a new type of system, a system that is responsive to the population and to the needs of the people. I warn people, please do not take this as simply a site for carrying a war against the United States. We do not want a war with the United States. It's the warmongers of the United States, Bush and his cronies, Bush and his supporters, who want war with Iraq. We do not want war with the United States. We just want a process to end this war and to take the U.S. out of Iraq. Thank you.